to come and stall it.
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How's it going, everybody?
That spooky voice. Oh, yeah, oh, scary. Serious.
Close to Halloween. How are we keeping everybody? Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It, the Stall It podcast. We got photos today, we did.
So we're looking sharp-ish, yeah. Sort of.
So we'll answer the questions even better when the new artwork goes up.
Yeah.
Any questions on?
Yes.
Well, fucking ask them then, will you? What are you waiting for?
Liam says, on the subject of Joe's bad luck streak, would he ever consider doing a My Name is Earl type list? Himself and Darren could cruise about in a shitty old pickup truck trying to find every delivery driver Joe has never tipped so he can pay them back to get some good karma his way. Yup, the lads. Liam just from the back arse of Donegal.
Knocking on the door.
My Name is Earl is a weird reference. It's a good one. It's a good reference.
It is.
There should just be a really long queue of the people that have pissed off and one by one will say, sorry about that. Sorry.
Everyone
about
you
that.
Pissed off.
Sorry about that.
We could do a series where everyone that pissed you off, both of us turn up at the gaff at 3 in the morning, no jump through the window.
Yeah.
4 in the morning.
4. 3 or 4?
Well,
four.
We have to get through a lot of houses, so we'll start at 3 and finish around 4, half 4.
Yeah.
No, we haven't thought of doing anything like that, because I'd find it too hard to apologise to these people.
I was going
to
say, there's no appetite for amends or contrition on your part, no?
Not yet.
You
not
don't
yet.
Think you're wrong.
I'm more of a power through the bad luck kind of guy.
So if you don't think you're wrong, by extension, you just think the universe has got it wrong.
I don't think you have to repent if you've already been...
Repented.
Like, gotten. Like, the universe repented. Has got me. I'm even there with the universe.
But in any legal system in the world, someone who pleads guilty and makes a heartfelt apology always gets a shorter sentence than someone who just says, no, wasn't me, and refuses to show any remorse or offer any apology to the victim. There is a difference in your punishment depending on how you reflect on your own sins.
But there's something about being locked up that makes you the victim. And I love being a victim, you know? Imagine that. Imagine being locked up. Everyone would be outside protesting, saying, get him out, free Joe, free Joe. And I'd be like, this is nice. This is good. I will be out.
Even if they knew you had done what you were accused of doing.
Ah, there's always someone on your side, you know? Me missus and all, they'd be outside, be like, ah, that's nice.
So, no.
No, we haven't thought of doing a series.
You haven't said sorry, you won't be saying sorry.
No, because unless I felt like I'd done something wrong to deserve this bad karma, but I don't feel like I did. And maybe I should be learning a lesson.
Will you because you didn't say thanks to the bus driver. You got locked up for it.
It's the St. Dan's Ticketmaster employee. That's where this all changed. Would you say sorry to him now?
To the Ticketmaster man?
Yeah.
I don't need to say sorry to him. He could have just let me in. He should be saying sorry to me for making it harder.
Ryan Hennessy isn't happy with you.
If he's not happy with me, then I understand. Because
this is true. Ryan Hennessy is not happy with you.
What do you mean? Does he know?
Have you not heard this?
No.
Ryan's brother apparently listens to Stall It.
No.
Hello, Ryan's brother.
Hey, Ryan.
I didn't get your name.
Sorry about Joe Ryan. All right, how's things?
When Ryan
I go to the concert?
When Ryan was in with Talking Bollocks, he said, why didn't Joe just ask me for a date?
He was about to come on stage. He's backstage doing his vocal warm-ups. And I'm like, Ryan! Ryan! In the front of the St. Anne's. He comes out with a ticket.
Maybe ahead of the day of the show, you could have asked for a ticket.
And I did try to buy a ticket, but it was sold out. Yes, forget that. Okay? So then I was left with
That's
no
an
option.
An open-air concert.
Yes.
I feel like that could never be sold out.
And it was.
Surely you can just get one more, two more people.
Now you're going to piss off Ryan Hennessy. Now you're going to piss off Ryan Hennessy. Picture this can't sell out.
I'd go on
Saint
to take a master. They definitely can't have been at a few other concerts now and it's been sold out.
No.
Anyone in general, surely if it's open air, you can just squeeze two in.
How
is it sold out, like?
Just print us
another. Look at that space there. There's like space. That you could fit two people.
Let me in, for fuck's sake. Yeah,
if it was seated and it was sold out, you'd say, fair enough, can't sit anywhere.
Well, I think it's standing, it's even more important to not put too many people in the same place.
But
crowd control.
What's two more people?
Yeah, but then by your logic, so what's another two people?
Say it just like slot two extra people in there Everyone just goes, oh.
They just start suffocating. I can't fucking breathe.
Oh, get the two of them out. Get both of them. Them two people, get them out.
Okay.
I have a confession to make. I thought I would have sounded pretty hard saying that I snuck in. Okay? And it didn't go down well. I thought it was going to go down a lot better than it did.
That was the least popular of your stories I think we've ever had.
Let me set the record straight. Now, it is true that I went up and tried to give the Ticketmaster guy a hard time to get free tickets.
Okay.
And he stood his ground. Fair play to him. And then we went back to the box office and Moira knew the person walking in the box office. And we explained the situation to her and she was like, well, here's two tickets. They just had tickets there.
Two extra people.
Two extra people.
Yeah.
And then we went in and then everyone was like,
oh, just squeeze them two in.
There was like two people at the front just fell over the barrier just because we walked in.
Yeah, two go in, two go out.
While we're talking about Ryan Hennessy though, there was something you meant to ask him.
Well, it wasn't that I was going to ask him, but we were in recording the day of Talking Bollocks and we were supposed to say it on the podcast that I was like, do you know who's coming into Talking Bollocks? And it was Ryan Hennessy. But then we missed our opportunity.
Oh, so I thought you were just going to ask him how he felt about it, that he went on their podcast and not yours.
No, but how did you feel about it?
I'm really confused.
We were recording one day.
Yeah.
And when we went out for a smoke break.
Okay.
I asked Owen, it says, who's on the podcast, Talking Bollocks podcast,
right.
Podcast later on today?
Yeah.
And he said Ryan Hennessy. Owen said Ryan Hennessy.
Yeah.
Me. And I was like, fuck, say that on the podcast, like say it to Darren. And,
for the reaction?
Yeah, the reaction.
Mm.
And then we forgot to do it.
I'm with you.
Because it would have been nice.
Well, you've successfully ruined all of my chances of him playing at the wedding, so, oh well.
Go away with that.
I have to get
as if it's my blading.
I know, money joking. Any more questions there?
Git yes. Boy. What'd you call me?
Git Boy.
Git Boy. Owen from Thurles says... He asks me, could I ask Darren, will he give us a Christopher Walken impression again? Haven't heard it in a while. It used to be a lot more frequent in the earlier episodes, which is true.
That is true.
Yeah, my voice broke.
And he says, we fucking love it, so bring it back.
What will I say? Yo, you tried to jump the fence, a pitch of this, and you failed. Joe, you drew some karma because you had the watch in your ass for 5 years. No, but seriously, imagine having a watch up your arse.
Would it hurt?
I think Owen from Thurles would be happy.
Owen? Where is Thurles? County Clare? Is it?
Tipperary?
Is it Clare or is it Tipperary?
Whose stomach is that?
Joe's starving. Only after having a big walk.
It's not hunger. It's the movement. It's the movement of the food digesting in my stomach. That's
disgusting.
Let me give her a bit of space for you. Maybe if I sit up properly and stop slouching like a bleeding school child, then it'll be moving properly.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Millie has been on to us.
Millie Bobby Brown? That was strange.
Yeah.
Sure. Millie says herself and her dad love the podcast.
Brilliant.
Her mom does too, but she said herself and her dad have been listening. They're the original fans. They went to the most recent live show. I think the whole family went for the most recent live show and loved it. And Millie has been trying to send us a question, but was sending us the wrong email address for a long time.
Until we rectified it last week.
She cracked it this week. She also wants us to just say hello to her dad, Mark. Mark Bannum.
Mark Bannum.
Mark Bannum.
How are you, Mark Bannum?
Yep.
What's up, Mark? Bannum. How are you?
Bannum. Bannum.
Banam, banam. Boo, boo, doo, doo, doo.
Bananam.
Doo, 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 doo. Banana. Do 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 do. Banana. No, no, no.
I thought you were going to come in there with them.
I'm really trying my best to think of something else. Anyway, how's it going?
Anyway, two questions. Did someone write the theme song for you or did you write it yourselves? I don't. The lyrics aren't that complicated.
We wrote it ourselves.
The tune we got from somewhere, I don't remember, but you didn't write the music for.
But we knew what we wanted. We knew we wanted some sort of...
Joe wanted trumpets.
Yeah.
And second question. Would you rather be a victim of attempted murder and survive and become super rich and famous or kill someone and get away with it?
What, like Gypsy Rose?
I don't want to hear Gypsy Rose mentioned again in this podcast. It happens far too frequently.
Does it?
All the time.
It's amazing. Because we don't edit it. It's mad to just... You must be like, the fuck are you saying Gypsy Rose again for?
I have to cut a lot of it, yeah. I'm sick of hearing
it. And I can't remember talking about Gypsy Rose before.
Let's talk about her now.
Answer the question.
What was it again?
Would you rather be a victim of attempted murder, but you survive and you end up becoming super rich and famous? Or...
Doesn't sound too bad.
You might carry a lot of trauma from someone trying to murder you.
And a lot of money.
That too. Or you get to kill someone and you get away with it.
But you don't get rich and famous?
No. You stay exactly as famous as you
are. So no, don't kill anyone. Be a victim of attempted murder and get rich and famous. That's like win-win. No one dies That's and you're like rich.
Someone tried to kill you and like you survived without a scratch, hopefully.
Yeah.
And then you just get like £1 billion.
Nobody says you're getting away without a scratch on you.
Yeah, you could be lose a leg or an arm or something.
You could get shot 9 times.
I take it.
Got shot 9 times and I'm still breathing. Mm-hmm. Heaven knows there's a God for 50 a reason. Cents.
That's shot 9 times and became rich and famous.
What's his name again?
Millie Man. Banana-man.
Banana-man. Banana-man. Wish dead upon me.
Yeah, I definitely go for attempted and it would hurt though. It hurt.
Attempted murder would hurt.
Yeah, it'd be very sore. But you
because when it's attempted murder, you know you're at the getting hurt.
Oh, because they tried to murder you.
Because if it was just like a few scratches, they'd be like, got in a scrap. Oh, yeah, man, hit him or whatever.
Mm.
If it's attempted murder, if it's classes to attempted murder, you've got some damage to yourself there.
Now, if it was a 50-50 chance of my survival, then I'd probably go and kill someone and survive, but get away with it.
There's like your grand after this.
Yeah, but if there's a 50-50 chance that you will die, what about then? Would you roll the dice?
I like to roll the dice a lot.
Really? In life. Coin flip for your life?
I'm a coin flip on me.
It's either you die or you're rich and famous.
I'd flip a coin on that. Else I'd probably just kill someone.
But then you're not rich and famous.
You could do a lot of good for the world by picking one really bad person and killing them.
Is that a choice?
I think you get to choose whoever you want to kill, yeah.
Yeah, but then you're not rich and famous.
Lifestyle of the rich and the famous.
Well, yeah. Next one from, we have a good few this week, so.
Nice.
If it's not been read out this week, hopefully we'll have it next week. Let's see.
Easy.
Mother of God.
Easy.
That sounded like an alien.
It's emptiness moving because...
You didn't eat again until you got in here.
I had a protein shake, but that doesn't count because it's liquid.
Yeah.
Liquid meal.
Ross from Clondalkin. Long time listener. First time writer.
Oh, we know.
First time writer inner.
Oh, no. There's a few Rosses from Clondalkin now.
I can't do anything about it, lads. I'm so sorry.
That happens a lot on this podcast.
It really does. You need to.
Do you keep that in?
I've got a lot of intestines, lads. I'm a long man. I'm a long, very long man.
You keep all that rumbling in all the time.
I try and cut it out, but I think this time it's kind of become central to the whole thing. So,
can you pick it up on the. Well, you should get its own microphone.
I'm picking it up on.
Give it its own microphone. Its own camera.
Give his gut a podcast.
Pull that microphone off. We have a spare microphone.
Today on the podcast, we have a very special guest. Joe's stomach.
Gut chats.
It's like the monster from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You know, he has like a monster in his belly.
Krang. Yeah. Guy. Krang.
Krang, yeah.
The brain.
Yeah. That's my stomach.
Who's the one in Marvel? That was in Ant-Man.
Ugh. Forget it. Anyway, Ross has a few things to say.
Good man, Ross.
How are you, Ross?
We're going to have to speed through these.
Go on, Ross. Go on. Tell us how it is.
First of all, he wants to know what your favourite biscuit is.
Bourbon.
Thank you. His girlfriend Zoe eats too many Biscoff. He says they're minging.
I don't really like them.
I disagree with that. I have a Biscoff. What's your favourite biscuit?
My favourite biscuit probably Jaffa cake.
Okay, next.
Well, that's not a biscuit, hang on.
It's a cake, isn't it?
It's a cake.
Yes.
Or a Jonah.
What's a Jonah?
Jaffa cake donut.
That's definitely not a biscuit.
That's either a cake or a donut.
You're going further away from biscuit here.
Packet of crisps.
A cookie, man, a cookie.
Okay, grand.
Like a chalky chip one?
Ah, yeah. Yeah. Hobnobs are actually...
Yeah, nice. Looking at the hobnob.
Trying to move quickly to this.
Okay. Custard creams.
Okay. Second thing is, Joe, you bollocks. funny how your poor missus gets grief off you when she tries to make you go to dress-up events and locations you don't like, when all this year so far you've missed Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, and probably her birthday too. She is a saint to put up with you, and you should dress as whatever she wants, to be fair.
I don't forget the things. I'm just not good at getting presents, I don't think.
She's a saint.
She is a saint.
And the question, do you know the movie Alien?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I just said that there. That his stomach sounds like a, more like Predator, actually.
Mm. If you had a choice, would you rather be face-hugged and then have 24 hours to do the best session ever before it bursts out of your chest, or otherwise get stuck in Charlestown with a grown-ass alien and live your best life till it comes and kills you?
What does he mean, your best ever session?
So face basically...
By the alien, yeah? Alien.
You get face hugs, you know you got 24 hours to live, so you just...
Oh, so drinking session and stuff, like going all out. World, go crazy.
All out, yeah.
Or live in Charlestown.
Shopping centre.
The big mother queen alien.
Oh, the big fucking huge...
Yeah, the last boss alien. She's there wandering around, and it's just a matter of time before she finds you.
Yeah,
you get more days, but you're living...
In Charlestown.
Over your shoulder in Charlestown. Or else just one day.
Can you try escape, or is it just like this question is just like, yeah, yeah, just
you can escape within the confines of Charlestown.
We know a few little tunnels and that.
Yeah.
No.
You could avoid. Is
I know my way around there.
Is the alien hunting everyone else in Charlestown? Like, is everyone else living it's normal lives, or
just you in there?
Just you.
They've closed down Charlestown, taped
what's
it off.
What's the population of Charlestown?
In the shopping centre? I don't know. It depends how many's there that day.
They're not a wider area called Charlestown.
Yes, Charlestown just a shopping centre.
Well, like there's Lanesborough and Melville and Meekstown. Like there's loads there. It's not just Charlestown is the shopping centre. Charlestown shopping centre.
I've seen a bus going to Charlestown.
Yeah, and the stops outside the shopping centre.
Because the shopping centre is in Charlestown.
Okay, you're stuck in the shopping centre. You live in the shopping centre.
And you want to know the population of that. It was probably pretty big on a Saturday or something.
Okay, well, on a Saturday, your odds of survival are significantly higher than on a Tuesday morning.
True.
Where would you hide in Charlestown?
Small spaces. Newt hid in the tunnel.
You've got like the...
Jesus, John.
I'm trying to...
You have the back room and anything. Bones in that.
The background with those. I feel like that's where the alien would hide them.
Yeah, that's a real alien place.
Could the alien go on an escalator?
No.
Right, well then you live on the escalator.
The thing is fucking, it's had to be through the roof. They're huge, them ones.
They are big. I'd say you're talking 12 feet, are you? The big ones, fully grown.
The full probably aliens?
Bigger, like probably the size of fucking GPO.
Well, Ripley was in the big robot walking exoskeleton.
And it was still bigger.
Of the second one. And I think it was still bigger than that.
I'm not familiar enough for aliens, I don't think, lads. I'm like, what's it look like?
Sigourney Weaver.
I'm thinking of Predator. Is that the one with the big long head?
That's Alien,
yeah. Okay, I am thinking of the right one.
Jesus. Walk on all fours.
Yeah.
Black.
And then Predator is the fucking, yeah.
Like has the little teeth thing.
Yeah.
And the laser gun. Three dots.
Ah, right, yeah. Okay.
Can I have a look?
Looks like a bleeding deadly Pokemon.
It's called a Xenomorph.
There's a new one coming out, looks pretty good.
Little bit of trivia for you.
I'd get bit in the face and just go on a session for a day. Like, hiding from alien for the rest of your life just doesn't seem fun. So.
It's going to kill you anyway.
Yeah.
Like, you guarantee it's death.
What's the point in prolonging a miserable life?
Why would it kill you anyway?
Because it's hungry, is it?
That's what it does, isn't it?
But why?
Because then it uses your body to plant its eggs.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'd probably just fucking take chase.
Catch it.
Catch me, yeah. I'd hide around Duns and that and just eat a couple of bits and all. And
yeah. What kills it? What kills it in the film? What kills Alien?
Guns.
Garlic.
Garlic.
Is it like a vampire?
No.
What kills
alien? Just guns.
Do you think you could kill it? There's a gun shop in Charlestown Shopping Centre.
There's not.
Well, there's a shop that sells pellet guns.
Pellet guns, yeah.
Stick a few
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Fire, is it?
Ah, but there you go. Just set the whole place on fire.
Yeah. I'd stay in the centre and just see what happens. Because I don't really like the gargle.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Right, that's it.
Is it?
That's it. We've been here for ages, yeah.
Okay. Thanks very much for sending the questions to the podcast.
Jammy Dodgers.
Jammy Dodgers are nice.
They're not bad.
Yeah.
Mikados.
Right.
Yeah. Is that the one with the cream? The coconut cream? Coconut creams.
Kimberly's. See you in a while.
Talk to us.
Stall at goloudnow.com.
Oh, yeah. Send in your listener questions to that.